coaching. We want to be aggressive with our tackling. Obviously, well, player welfare was paramount at one stage. We're hopeful that's still the case. But we need to be aggressive with our pressure on the opposition, and we need to be strong when the ball's in the spirit.
Some real professionalism there, right there. that was John Barker, the coach of the Blues. Zach Toohey's joined us from the Blues as well. G'day, Zach.
G'day, guys. How are we?
We love that intro to Robbo's site. Were you singing along there, Zach?
No, I might have been humming.
Yeah, there
that's
you go.
All. Hum's okay.
Hey, Zach, it's been a difficult couple of weeks for the footy club. You've changed coaches. You've got an interim coach in there. Has it changed the mood and the momentum of the club?
Look, I mean, losing a coach mid-year is obviously not ideal, but if anything, it highlighted the fact probably how poor we were going, and I needed to address some massive issues that we had tried to address right throughout the year, but we seem to have clicked a little bit more in the last couple of weeks, so JB's been fantastic in that regard.
Congratulations on a very good year, Zach. I reckon yourself and
Doherty,
Bell, I reckon might be pushing your way for the best and fairest at the moment. So you had a terrific year.
Thanks. Sorry, go ahead.
That's right. What has Barker done for you, and what has Barker done for the group?
Yeah, well, look, obviously I had IJB as a backline coach for the last couple of years, so he's got a really good relationship with everyone, which he's built up over a couple of years now, and although he hasn't tried to reinvent the wheel as senior coach, he's tweaked a couple of things and he's put a massive focus on the pressure aspect of the game, on tackling pressure and on pressure at the ball and that kind of thing. That's been probably been our major focus over the last couple of weeks, and I think it's really stepped up. So that's really all he's tried to address or tried to change. Everything else is just about growing different areas of our game.
How's the mind battle? I mean, I reckon I've seen every Carlton game this year. And I'm looking at them play the way they're playing at the moment compared to some early games. And you would think it was a different team.
Yeah, I'd love to be able to give you a reason for that. But the truth is, I just can't. Obviously, when you get off to a really poor start like we did, and there was a lot of pressure on us, and I probably didn't fully appreciate at the time just how much stress was on us. But look, I'd love to be able to sit here and tell you why that happened. But I just can't. So I'm not complaining that we're improving, but I can't quite put my finger on why that is.
Zach, there's been a lot of discussion about the sling tackle.
Especially on Twitter,
and we'll get to that in a moment. But are you well aware of the interpretation of what you can and can't do after seeing Bryce Gibbs and the latest one on the weekend with Jay Schultz?
No. No, the truth is, I'd be lying if I said that I was crystal clear on it. I think a lot of people have been working under the assumption that the outcome of the tackle played a significant part in the suspension or the fine that was about to come. But I think it was proven to not be the case on the weekend. So it's a difficult one. I understand the AFL's priority is player safety, which is admirable and it should be a priority. But it's just a really difficult one. It's a difficult one to legislate, and it's a difficult one for players to try and adjust to, because, to be honest, I'm just not sure what we're meant to do.
Hey, Zach, I reckon most players now, after looking at that, and I'm being a little bit, a bit...
facetious?
A little bit here. I reckon most players right now, after seeing both, would have an idea how to pin someone's arms and knock another bloke out. Do you reckon that's fair?
Well, the thing is, in a game of footy, when you're tackling someone, I'm not sure it's reasonable to expect a player to loosen up the tackle, to not try and take him to ground. And the truth is, sometimes you don't even know that you've got him pinned, as sometimes you might. It's a really difficult situation, but I'm not sure. Yeah, I can't really answer. I'm not sure.
On the back of that, you got into a bit of a Twitter war with yourself, Bryce Gibbs, and also Sam Colquhoun. In where it was a bit of tit for tat.
Yeah, it was just a little bit of friendly banter, I thought. You can get quite bored during the week waiting for games, and Twitter is just a cesspool of keyboard warriors, and it's nice to rile them up every now and then, so it was pretty funny.
And then when Bryce Gibbs realised that Sam Colquhoun had been dropped, he made sure that he said, "I'd come and see you playing in the sample."
Did he really? Pal.
Yeah. look, as I said, it was obviously just a little bit of fun. It wasn't meant in any kind of negative way, but Gibber kind of made sure he got the last word in, which I thought was pretty funny.
Hey, Zach, I love watching the Irish come over and play well in our competition. What's the best bit? What's from an Irishman's point of view? leaving your country and coming over here, what's the best bit about playing Aussie rules?
Oh, getting a wage is pretty nice. Not something you get back home. So obviously when I grew up playing, I was pretty keen on becoming a professional. I guess it was soccer player at the time. And when I got to the age of 16, 17, I thought it'd pass me by and got a phone call and an opportunity off Carlton. And obviously not too sure how it was going to go. As soon as I came here from day dot, I loved it. So, look, it's a pretty unique sport you've got. I think people sometimes don't appreciate when they've kind of grown up with it and they've just become accustomed to it. But from the outside coming in, it's just a bloody fantastic sport to play. It's got everything you look for, skill, aggression. It's fast. It's just a brilliant spectacle. So I just really enjoy playing.
When did you kick the footy for the first time, Zach? Because of all the Irish boys that have come through, you've got the most fluent, unnoticeable kicking style. There is no kink in it at all. When did you first have your first kick of a footy?
Well, the club first got in touch with me when I was about 17, playing in the underage competition in Ireland. So I was probably just touching 18 before I got my hands on one. And it's just not an aspect of the game I particularly struggled with. And there are plenty of aspects I struggled with. But a lot of really good coaches early on helped me. But yeah, it just kind of came relatively natural, I guess.
If Stephen Trigg or Mark Judashay came to you and said, Zach, do you reckon we should appoint John Barker as coach? Will you say, that's none of my business, or would you give your opinion?
I will give my opinion, yes. I think JB is just about the best coach I've had. He's got a fantastic relationship with the players. He's got a really good footy brain. He's had a long and pretty impressive kind of apprenticeship. So, look, I've really enjoyed having JB as a line coach, and I'm really, really enjoying having him as a senior coach. So I would love to see him stay on, but there's people far more wise than me will make that decision.
Just threaten to strike. To say, Zach, I'm not playing unless...
I think you're overestimating my pull around the club. I think they'd just say, that's fine, Zach. See you next year.
Zach, many would say you look like Ned Kelly at the moment with the beard.
He might know who Ned Kelly is.
Well, Ned Kelly is a famous Australian, which you would have.
I think he knows who Ned Kelly is.
I bet he didn't.
Do you know who Ned Kelly is, Zach?
I did.
What's he wear on his head, Zach? Just checking.
The medal. What are you talking about?
What did Ned Kelly wear on his head?
The big metal thing.
Yeah, there you go.
And what was his brother's name?
I don't know his bio, but...
what's going on with that beard? Is it just... are you happy with it?
It's kind of one of those things. I've grown it for so long now, it just seems like a shame to get rid of it. And I was actually in the process of phasing it out over the last 4 or 5 weeks. I was just going to constantly take a little bit off and a little bit off. And I actually... A few weeks ago, I played a semi-decent game, and I'm a little bit superstitious, and I'm afraid to change anything. So maybe in the next time I really stink it up, it'll go.
Zach, there's a great question from Marco before about, you know, the Irish and what they love about here. I reckon one aspect of it would be your mates coming out here for a holiday to have a look at you play. Have you had many come out and enjoy Australia?
I've had all my family come out. I've actually got a really close friend of mine coming out next Wednesday, and he's staying for a couple of years. So
Floor or on your couch?
Not on my bloody floor, he's not. I hope he doesn't think that.
Can he play?
Is he a good bloke?
He's a good bloke, yeah. He's a good footballer back home as well. I'm not sure he's a little bit small for this game, but no, he's coming out. So he's actually going to be the first friend I've had come out in 6 years, so... Don't know what that says about me, but...
not that popular at home.
Well, it's a long way to go. Are you going... Do you head back home often, Zach?
Yeah, so I get home in the off-season, and I do alternating Christmases, one here, one back home, and, so I'm pretty lucky. I get home for 6-7 weeks a year.
Hey, did you ever play hurling? That game's crazy.
I did, I played till I was about 14 or 15, and I played a bit of soccer as well, so when I got to that age, it all got a bit much, and I had to pick one and pick Gaelic football.
Who would be the best hurling player at Carlton if you had to pick one?
Oh, probably Kieran. Am I allowed to pick one of the Irish boys?
One of our boys.
Oh, God. There's a lot of uncoordinated blokes getting out of Carlton.
We saw that in the first 10 weeks. Sorry, Zach.
That's all right. I don't know. Yeah, I couldn't pick one, I don't reckon.
Fair enough.
Hey, Zach, you're a ripper.
Thanks for bringing a great sport.
Yeah, having a great year, Zach.
Thank you, guys. Cheers.